And another thing, the church played a great role in education. Many people don't know that the oldest university, Santo Tomas, which is still in existence and very famous here in the Philippines, was organized and run by the church, and to a great extent the priests play a great role in its present day administration. That is older than any university in Canada or the United States in North America, and in all over the country you will find universities which were founded by the church, mainly by foreign religious orders such as the Jesuits. The Jesuits are quite famous, of course, and for their universities. Ateneo de Manila is quite a famous and quite a popular university, and many of the people now in government are graduates of Ateneo. Ninoy Aquino himself was a graduate of Ateneo, and his wife Cory was a graduate of Catholic schools run by sisters. Also, she finished her studies in the States, but at Catholic schools in the States. So the church has played a major role. And what a lot of people don't understand also is that the local clergy in the 1890s rebelled against not only the Spanish government, but the church, which was controlled by the Spanish clergy and the Spanish hierarchy, and therefore the local clergy was given a very minor role. And three of those priests, Father Zamora, Lopez, and Gomez, were Filipino priests. They rebelled against this oppression, and consequently the three of them were executed by the Spanish government for rebellion. That is why Marcos and the military regime, which kept him in power, were always very much afraid of the church and very much afraid of the clergy, knowing the historical background that the clergy had in the past led in the revolutionary movement. That is why a lot of the clergy, or quite a few of the clergy, were salvaged, as they say, or imprisoned, and so forth. And in fact, I read a study by the military intelligence warning the administration of the dangers of the church, and particularly of the priests, in the role of revolutionaries. And as it turned out, strangely, I suppose you would say, enough, the church played a major role in the overthrow of the Marcos regime. And so the fears of the Marcos regime were confirmed. And the church is still playing a major role in, and is, has a great influence upon the people. This, of course, completely, as it were, deflated the left, not only the NPA and the Communist Party of the Philippines. The NPA is the military arm of the Communist Party, but many other leftist groups which had boycotted the elections, and which had, to a great extent, condemned the church for not taking a major role in over the years in the Marcos anti-Marcos movement. So when with the influence of the church, the four-day revolution succeeded, it left the communist and the leftist groups, and there are many leftist groups, not only the outright Communist Party, but there are other quite a number of groups, students groups included, labor groups also, which have leftist socialistic, not only leftist, but socialistic tendencies, which boycotted and which condemned the church. And now, of course, they're left. The revolution has taken place, so they feel that the revolution was stolen from them. And, of course, they have lost now great credibility with the people, so they're laying low and waiting and to see what will happen now. If Cory goes through with her reforms as planned, well and good. If she doesn't, then of course they will come to life again. Feelers now have been put out to the left, and the left themselves, the National Democratic Front, which is the apex organization of all these leftist organizations, has already made feelers for reconciliation and are at least unofficially pledging support for the new administration.